The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 14, text number 26. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on October 25th, 2013, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Manchayo vyabhicharena. Bhakti yogena sevate. Sargunan samatit yaitan. Brahmabhuhyaya kalpate. Manchayo vyabhicharena. Bhakti yogena sevate. Sargunan tamatit yaitan. Brahmabhuhyaya kalpate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. One who engages in full devotional service, unfailing in all circumstances, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. Purport. This verse is a reply to Arjuna's third question. What is the means of attaining to the transcendental position? As explained before, the material world is acting under the spell of the modes of material nature. One should not be disturbed by the activities of the modes of nature. Instead of putting his consciousness into such activities, he may transfer his consciousness to Krishna activities. Krishna activities are known as bhakti yoga, always acting for Krishna. This includes not only Krishna, but his different plenary expansions, such as Ram and Narayan. He has innumerable expansions. One who is engaged in the service of any of the forms of Krishna or of his plenary expansions is considered to be transcendentally situated. One should also note that all the forms of Krishna are fully transcendental, blissful, full of knowledge, and eternal. Such personalities of Godhead are omnipotent and omniscient, and they possess all transcendental qualities. So, if one engages himself in the service of Krishna or his plenary expansions with unfailing determination, although these modes of material nature are very difficult to overcome, one can overcome them very easily. This has already been explained in the seventh chapter. One who surrenders unto Krishna at once surmounts the influence of the modes of material nature. To be in Krishna consciousness or in devotional service means to acquire equality with Krishna. The Lord says that His nature is eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge, and the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme as gold particles are part of a gold mine. Thus, the living entity in his spiritual position is as good as gold, as good as Krishna in quality. The difference of individuality continues. Otherwise, there would be no question of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga means that the Lord is there, the devotee is there, and the activity of exchange of love between the Lord and devotee is there. Therefore, the individuality of two persons is present in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual person. Otherwise, there would be no meaning to bhakti yoga. If one is not situated in the same transcendental position with the Lord, one cannot serve the Supreme Lord. To be a personal assistant to a king, one must acquire the qualifications. Thus, the qualification is to become Brahman or freed from all material contamination. It is said in the Vedic literature, Brahmaiva san Brahmapyat eti. One can attain the supreme Brahman by becoming Brahman. This means that one must qualitatively become one with Brahman. By attainment of Brahman, one does not lose his eternal Brahman identity as an individual soul. This is a pretty encouraging verse. At once transcends the modes of material nature. Immediately. Instant nirvana. So, how do you get to that position to where you're fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness? It's a matter of determination, really. What is your desire? Do you desire pure devotional service? Or would you rather mix devotional service with sense gratification? There are many religious people in the world. They have some idea of devotion to God. But they mix it with material sense gratification. Therefore, they do not come to the level of Brahman. That means they remain in the bodily concept of life. They continue to identify with flesh and blood. And what is the result of such misidentification? Anxiety. Because this body is not us. As long as we root our sense of identity with this material body, we're going to be in anxiety, guaranteed. Therefore, the intelligent persons, they resolve to engage purely in devotional service, giving up all concepts of sense gratification. Because they trust Krishna. Eko bahanam yo vidadati kama. Krishna is maintaining everyone.
Krishna palaiko visus.
If I just put complete faith in Krishna, I totally dedicate myself to Krishna, then I'm sure that he'll take care of me.
Jeigu visą savo tikėjimą aš skirsiu Krishnai ir jam pilnai atsiduosiu, tai be jokios abejonės jis manim pasirūpins.
This is guaranteed in Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita 9:22.
For those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack.
Medituoja mano transcendentinį pavidalą, aš suteikiu viską, ko jam trūksta, ir jis saugo tai, ką jie turi.
Srila Prabhupada elaborates on this verse.
Toliau komentuoja šitą posmą.
He says that Krishna will personally deliver to your door whatever you need.
Ir jisai sako, kad Krishna asmeniškai prie tavo durų atneš viską, ko tau reikia.
Krishna becomes your DHL man, you see.
Krishna tampa tavo pasiuntiniu DHL.
If you fully give yourself to Krishna,
jeigu pilnai save atiduodi Krishnai,
Krishna will fully give himself to you.
Krishna pilnai atiduos save tau.
And you'll never be lacking in anything.
Ir tau nieko netrūks.
So we have to have this faith.
Ir mes turime turėti tokį tikėjimą.
Krishna is not a myth.
Kad Krishna nėra mitas.
Krishna is real.
Jis yra realus.
He's all powerful.
Yra visų galingiausias.
He's all beautiful.
Pats gražiausias.
He's all renounced.
Ir visiškai atsižadėjęs.
He's all wealthy. He's all-knowing. And he's the ultimate superstar. No one's more famous than Krishna in all of history. We should not listen to the foolish, psychotic ramblings of the materialists.
Kalbų.
Rather, we should hear from those who have seen Krishna. Those who see Krishna at every minute. Santak sadaiva hridayeshu valokayanti. They see Krishna at every minute, these pure devotees. So our Srila
Prabhupada,
he sees Krishna at every minute. And he taught us this wonderful process. We can also become qualified
to
see Krishna at every minute. In fact, Prabhupada ordered me like that. He wrote me a letter, he said, now you just become qualified to see Krishna face to face. That's the order of my spiritual master. So we have to try to do that, you see. Prabhupada wants us to become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So we have to have, Prabhupada, another letter said, all material desires, zero. We have to take our material desires and just turn the knob down all the way. Keep turning the knob down further, further, all the way to off position, you see. Now our material desires are on high volume, cranked way up, you see. I want money, I want this, I want that, I want prestige. Our desires are cranked up on full volume, you see. You just have to turn down that volume knob on the material desires. So how do you do that? You see, do you just turn off the sound and go into Mauna? No, there's another knob, and that's the volume of Krishna consciousness. We have to turn the volume up on the Krishna consciousness knob. Because we desire, we require some association. We can't exist in a state of limbo. So you can, to the extent that you increase your Krishna consciousness, to that extent you can decrease your material desires. It is proportionate. So don't be so worried about getting rid of material desires. Just focus on increasing your Krishna consciousness. More Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna. How can I cram more Krishna consciousness into my 24 hours, you see? How can I squeeze more Krishna bhakti into every minute? How can I become more intensely focused on Krishna? Last weekend we went out to the forest, we had a wonderful holy name retreat. How many of you were there on that retreat? Raise your hands.
Yeah,
we had a nice time out there in the forest. But what I instructed everyone on the first night was, tomorrow morning, now you should make your japa the best japa you ever chanted in your whole life. And I'm sure everybody had some, if they tried, they had some good japa by trying that, you see. Did you find that helped you to chant, that focus helped you to chant better rounds the next morning? Yes or no? Any reports? Huh? Yes? So the thing is, if every day we think, now, today, let me chant the best rounds I've ever chanted in my whole life. Every day you'd say, okay, today I'm going to try to chant the best rounds I've ever chanted in my whole life. Right now, this minute, you see.
Dieną ir kiekvieną rytą galvosim, kad va dabar sukartosiu taip, kaip dar niekad gyvenime.
So if every day you endeavor with your japa, I mean, it's the same amount of time, it's just a matter of intensifying your focus, really.
Ir nors laiko tiek pat praleisti japai, bet klausimas čia ne
It's not that you have to spend 6 hours chanting your rounds.
Nėra taip, kad savo ratus reikia 6 valandas ir panašiai.
But just take the normal japa time, probably it's 2 hours or less. And just try to go take it more seriously, with more focus, with more determination every day. So in this way, you see, your Krishna consciousness will increase. Your absorption in Krishna Smaranam will naturally become more strong. Because within the name, everything is there. All the pastimes of Krishna are there. Within those two syllables, everything is there. Krishna. You see, everything is there. Govardhan Hill, Jamuna, Bhagavad Gita, every verse of the Bhagavatam, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Leela, Krishna Leela, the qualities, the millions and billions of names of Krishna, everything is there in those two syllables, Krishna. The Holy Dham is there. The whole spiritual world is there in those two syllables. So if you will just say, let me go deep, 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 every day do some very wonderful deep sea diving. Krishna, 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 you see. So in this way, you see, you can actually transcend the modes of material nature and become a liberated soul. Even while you're walking around Lithuania, you can be a liberated soul at the temple, at your job, at your school, at your home, when you're commuting, at the grocery store, at the dentist's office, wherever you are, you see. If you stay focused on Krishna, then you're a liberated soul. Rupa Goswami says, Iya hyasya hirirda she karmana manasangira nikalasvapyavastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. One who fully absorbs himself in Krishna consciousness with body, mind, and words is a liberated soul even in all situations within this material world.
Ir sako, kad tas, kuris pilnai užima savo kūną, žodžius bei mintis tarnystėje Krišnai, tai bet kokiomis aplinkybėmis šiame pasaulyje jisai bus įsivadavęs.
So whatever you're doing, try to find a way to engage in Krishna's service. And the most powerful way to immediately feel that connection is to participate in the Sankirtan movement. Whatever spare time you have, come to the temple, volunteer some service. And especially powerful is to engage in preaching activities. It's like every week there's the Harinam party. How many of you go on the Harinam party regularly? That's a very small percentage. It should at least be 90% of you go on the Harinam party. So where is our Sankirtan Tribu, our temple president? Sankirtan Prabhu. What time does the Sankirtan party leave on Saturday? Tomorrow they're not having, but normal Saturday?
3 o'clock.
Huh?
3 o'clock.
So tomorrow we're having the Vyas Puja, so we'll have a Sankirtan inside tomorrow at the festival. But after that, every Saturday at 3 o'clock, I'm requesting all of you to be here. And any devotees you don't know who are not here tonight, you invite them to come also. We should have at least 108 devotees out on Sankirtan every Saturday. 108 devotees at least. And then you do book distribution simultaneously with the Sankirtan party?
Huh?
Yes?
If there are many devotees.
Yeah, there's many devotees, they can have book distribution going on simultaneously. So we must have many devotees. Prabhupada told us, sitting on the Vyasa-san in Los Angeles, he said, please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. This is Prabhupada's request.
Los Angeles, sėdėdamas ant Vyasa-asanas, Prabhupada tris kartus mums pakartojo, kad platinkit knygas, platinkit, platinkit knygas.
So when you're out with the Sankirtan party, it's easy to distribute books because you feel the spiritual energy protecting you, you see.
Ir kai vyksta harinama, tai ir platinti knygas lengviau, nes jaučiama dvasinė energija.
So everyone, please, please, please. How many will come a week from Saturday for the Harinam at 3 p.m.? Let's see a show of hands. How many will come? That's not enough. I want more commitment. Come on. More of you commit. That's not enough. What is the difficulty? Why you don't want to come? What excuse they will have for not coming? Who can say? What's the excuse? Saturday is my day off. I worked hard the whole week and I have one day off. By engaging in the Harinam Sankirtan, you will feel more exhilaration than just sitting home and relaxing in your living room. I guarantee you. You will taste spiritual ecstasy. So anyway, we're inviting you, please come. And I'll be checking the Sankirtan Tribu to see how the turnout is going, and on the Saturdays. And I'd like to actually to have a list of all the devotees who are coming too. Sankirtan Tribu, you give me a list of who all comes every Saturday. I want to know who's getting the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Okay, Sankirtan Prabhu, every Saturday you give me a list of who came on Harinam. I want to see who's getting the special mercy and who's not taking advantage of the special mercy. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
So this, I was on a plane, and I was focused on chanting Hare Krishna, and all around me were this ocean of television screens.
Yeah.
With all kinds of stuff being projected.
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
And pretty much the only thing that I could do is just close my eyes, and that's because the volume of Krishna consciousness is not that high. So yeah. What should one do in that situation?
Well, one thing is, if you get up, if you wake up before they do, and before they turn on their televisions, and that's one thing.
The whole night
they're watching. Oh my God! Somebody in the seat with you also was watching.
Everybody.
Well, I have a solution. I have a blindfold I can give you. For the return flight, I have a blindfold. I'll give you a blindfold. I have a blindfold I don't need. So I'll give you a blindfold for your return trip. I think I still have it. If I have the blindfold, I'll give it. If I still have it in my luggage, I'll give it to you. But if there's no blindfold, you can close your eyes, you know, at least, or look down, or look up, or something. Have a nice picture you can pin there on the back of the seat in front of you. A nice picture of Krishna, or Prabhupada, or your spiritual master. You know, have put a little altar there, and in the back of the seat, a little portable altar for the airplane ride. That you can do.
keli variantai. Yra vienas pirmiau užsimerkti dar kol tie televizoriai neįsijungia.
So you, if you have a pic, you had a transcendental photograph there, then you have a better television than they do. Because your television is the window into the spiritual world. And the holy name will actually carry you through the window. You can actually enter the pastimes of Krishna. If you go deep enough into your chanting, you can enter into the pastimes of Krishna. And, oh, I'm talking too fast? Okay.
Trečias variantas, tai ant sėdynės priešai save užkabinti Krišnos dvasinio mokto, Prabhupados paveiksliukus ir taip giliai pasinerti ir taip bus dvasinė televizija.
Anything else?
Kitų klausimų?
Yeah.
Na, aš jau, jokias klausimas, bet man svarbu. Jeigu aš norėčiau pakviesti svečių, kurie valgo mėsą ir geria alkoholį. Ir tam, kad tie svečiai būtų laimingi, ar aš privalėčiau juos patenkinti, būtinai pagaminti jiems mėsos ir nupirkti alkoholio, tam, kad neįžeisti tų svečių. Ar kaip reikėtų pasakyti?
Jeigu pas mane ateina svečiai ir jie valgantys mėsą ir mėgstantys išgerti, tai ar aš turėčiau jam pagamintos mėsos ir duoti svaigalų, kad jie jaustųsi gerai, neįsižeistų, ar yra kitokių variantų, kaip reikėtų elgtis.
If some I'm a newcomer, and if some guests are coming to my house, and meat eaters, and they like to drink, so should I provide them with all those things, or are there, so they would feel not offended?
No, give them, tell them I have something better than wine. It's called give them nice prasadam, you see. We have many wonderful recipes. You can make the most wonderful, delicious foods that satisfy anyone. Yeah, don't feed meat and liquor to your guests, no. You give them prasadam. You have one of our cookbooks?
Yeah.
You make very nice prasadam and offer to Krishna, and your guests will be very satisfied. We have many restaurants all over the world, and many meat eaters come and they love our restaurant. Any other questions? Yes.
Ar mokytas buvo kada nors bent sekundį akimirkai sudvėjojus, kad Krišnos sąmonė netobulumas, ne? Nu, kad Krišnos sąmonė ne jo kelias, ne? Kad Krišnos sąmonė tai ne jo kelias.
Was there a moment in your life after you started to practice Krishna consciousness that you thought that Krishna consciousness is not for you, that it's not a perfect path?
I never thought that.
Taip niekada nebuvau pagalvojęs.
I never ever thought that.
Taip niekada nebuvau.
I've been absolutely convinced from the very minute I accepted Prabhupada. Absolutely convinced. Never any doubts.
100% nebuvo jokios dvejonės.
I didn't come to this process blindly.
Aš šito proceso nepradėjau aklai.
I came with full knowledge.
Aš jį pradėjau turėdamas pilną žinojimą.
I knew what I was doing.
Žinau aiškiai, ką darau.
And therefore I never had any doubts about what I'm doing.
Ir niekada dėl to neturėjau jokių abejonių dėl to, ką darau.
I was told by Vishnu Jan Swami.
Vishnu Jan Swami man kartą pasakė.
That one should inquire until all of one's doubts are finished.
Kad žmogus turi klausinėti tol, kol neturės jokių abejonių.
So I did that.
Ir aš taip ir dariau.
And all my doubts were finished.
Ir visos mano abejonės buvo pašalintos.
So whatever questions you have, you must ask the guru and senior devotees.
Ir dėl visus klausimus, kuriuos turite, turite.
Or read Prabhupada's books.
Guru, kitų atsidavusių vyresnių.
Whatever doubts you have, you must, every doubt must be destroyed.
Arba skaityti Prabhupada's knygas ir visos abejonės.
This is why Arjuna addressed Krishna, Madhusudana. Because Arjuna felt, now my mind is tortured with so many doubts.
So,
he addressed Krishna Madhusudana because Madhusudana means the killer of the Madhu demon. Arjuna felt these doubts, they are like Madhu demons. So I want Krishna to kill all these doubts, therefore I address him Madhusudana. So in this way you should approach Guru and Vaishnavas to have all of your doubts removed. Don't come blindly. Come with full intelligence to this process. And then you'll never have any regrets, you'll never have any doubts, you'll remain steady for all of eternity. Any other questions? Yes.
Į toks dalykas, nesuprantu, tokie sutapimai, visos paskaitos aš per internetą vaskeležiu, visi sutapimai su mano vidiniu gyvenimu dabar atsiverčia, ką mokytas kalba, praktiškai man atsakymą ateina. Bet dar pritrūksta man ten nemažai, va, kaip mokytas dabar sako, reikia klausinėti, tai aš jeigu čia klausinėčiau, tai aš dabar galėčiau mokytą visą parą klausinėti praktiškai, kol galų gale koncentruotai viską suvokčiau ir pasilieku Krišno sąmonį, nu ta prasme, vidiniam gyvenime. Dabar toks klausimas iškilo. Man buvo tokios abejonės ir aš beryško įėjau ir galvau, surinksiu 9 girliandas ir tada jau pradėsiu stipriai eit, kaip surinksiu. Ir man mokytas 3 girlandą praeitą kartą padavė ir aš taip mašiau, kitą dieną šiam klausimą uždaviau ir jis man atsakymą tokį davė, sako, tu ten laikykis 4 principų stipriai, kartuok 16 ratų. Ir dabar atėjo tokia vidinė motyvacija, bet man aš turiu dar mokytojų nemažai tokių klausimų ir aš nežinau, kaip čia padaryti, aš čia klausinė, tai negaliu. Bet norėčiau vat, labai užduoti, vat, kad mane damuštų iki galo ir aš suvokčiau, kad pagaliu. Aš tokia, tai yra taip paeisiu, bet...
In short.
I wanted to thank you because your lectures are very close to my heart. But I still have little doubts, but the problem is that I have so many questions that I could ask you all day and night, and I don't know what to do, how to ask you, because it...
Put them in writing and send me an email.
Jeigu norite, iš tikrųjų turite tiek daug klausimų, tai galite juos raštu užrašyti ir atsiųsti per email.
One of my disciples can translate.
Vienas iš mano mokinių gali išversti jam.
Yeah.
Asking question is not that important, practicing is important also.
Ne vien svarbu klausyti klausimus, bet taip pat lygiai svarbu yra praktikuoti.
So by inquiring, Krishna says by the combination of inquiry and service, those two things.
Ir Krishna sako, kad reikia dviejų dalykų, tai yra
then the realization comes.
Bet taip pat ir tarnauti, tada ateina suvokimas.
So inquiry combined with service, that will give you the full realization.
Tad klausinėjimas ir tarnystė duos jums pilną suvokimą.
So you can give me, what is your number one question? You can give me your number one question tonight.
Ir šiandien galite užduoti man savo klausimą.
What question tortures you the most?
Kuris svarbiausias ir labiausiai jūs kankina klausimas? Šiandien galite vieną užduoti.
Dabar kankina mane, kad man abejonės, ar aš galėsiu pavežti iki savo gyvos galvos, ką aš, nu, at motyvacija, tarėsim, Krišnos sąmonė, 4 principai, 16 ratų, nu, tarnyba, Krišnai, pastoviai atsimint, pastoviai. Ir aš sugebėsiu, tarėsim, iki gyvenimo galų, susikoncentravęs dabar, paėmęs tą visą greitį, kurį aš norėjau žlietų, žlietų galvojusiu, bet matau, kad nesigauna. Tai vienu žodžiu, ar aš abejoju savim. Kaip man tas abejonės nugalėt, kad aš galėčiau jau ir tais.
My main doubt is that I am doubting whether I will be able to maintain all the high Krishna consciousness, 16 rounds, 4 principles, and therefore I am not making this step.
That's not a problem. Here's what you do.
Tai nėra problema, reikia padaryti tai.
You don't take the initiation vow.
Nepriimkite įšventinimo.
Just take up the practice. That's
o tiesiog pirmiausiai priimkite praktiką.
Chant 16 rounds and follow the principles with no vows. Just do it.
Įžadu, kartokite 16 ratų ir 4 principus.
As an experiment. And see how long you can go.
Ir žiūrėkite, kiek laiko ištemsite.
1 week.
Ar vieną savaitę.
2 weeks.
Dvi.
3 weeks. You see, you just do as an experiment. See how long you can maintain it. Just check yourself out to see how strong you are. Study your own nature. How well you can pull off chanting 16 rounds and following the principle. If you can't maintain it, don't get initiated. That's all. In your next life you can do. That's all. And if you can do it, great. Get initiated. So it's not a problem. You make the experiment. However long it, maybe 6 months, a year, whatever it takes you to see that you can maintain it. That's all. Even 5 years. You do it long enough until where you are convinced that you can maintain it. That's all. And then you take the vows. Otherwise, just wait till your next lifetime and do it then. What is the difficulty? You do it now or you do it later. But somehow make progress. That's the most important thing. Okay. Ashta Shaki Devidasi.
What to do if I am attracted by Krishna consciousness but also attracted by sense gratification?
If you're attracted to Krishna consciousness and to sense gratification, you have to increase your absorption in Krishna consciousness. And by doing that, your desire for sense gratification will go away. What you're stating is a common experience of every neophyte devotee.
Tai, apie ką jūs kalbate, tai yra paprasta, natūrali, neofito atsidavusio patirtis kiekvieno.
We're all attracted to Krishna, but we're all attracted to Maya. That's our position right now, you see.
Visus mus traukia Krishna, bet taip pat traukia ir Maya. Tokioj mes padėti.
So you have to increase the absorption in the holy name. You have to increase your reading of Prabhupada's books. You have to increase your absorption in Sankirtan Yajna by going out with the Harinam party and doing book distribution. In this way, by increasing your absorption in Krishna consciousness, that material sense gratification will gradually appear less attractive. Prabhupada said, no eating and no sleeping, that is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. But we cannot artificially imitate. Actually, that is the position. I have no attraction to eating and sleeping even. That is real advancement in Krishna consciousness. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. But we can't artificially do them. We have to act on our current level, take proper rest, get nice prasadam, and then endeavor very sincerely to chant nicely, read nicely, and engage in the preaching activities. That will make us strong in Krishna consciousness. If you don't break the principles, and you keep chanting those rounds faithfully every day, trying to avoid the offenses, those material desires will gradually go away. Maya will lose her attractiveness for you. You'll become fixed up in Krishna Bhakti. Any other questions? Yes.
Can God be satisfied by a person who has a doubt in the existence of God?
Can God be satisfied with a person who doubts the existence of God? If that person has a doubt, but he's at the same time trying to see whether God exists or not, he's sincerely seeking to find out whether God exists or not, then God is pleased by his sincerity.
Ir jeigu žmogus nėra įsitikinęs, ar yra Dievas ar ne, bet jis nedaro prielaidos tikrai, kad jo nėra, jis stengias nuoširdžiai suprasti, ar jis yra ar ne, tai Dievas būna patenkintas tokio žmogaus nuoširdumu.
Prabhupada says doubting is a sign of intelligence.
Prabhupada sako, kad abejonės yra intelekto požymis.
So to not want to take things blindly, but want to understand when there's intelligence is very good. You see, we don't blindly accept that there is God. We prove that there is God.
Mes įrodome, kad Dievas.
Scientifically, we Moksiškai. Prove that there is God. What does God mean?
Ką reiškia Dievas?
God means the origin of existence.
Dievas reiškia, visa ko šaltinis.
Now the atheists argue that existence has no origin.
Ir ateistai sako, kad visas pasaulis neturi šaltinio.
Everything came out of absolutely nothing. That's the atheistic argument.
Kad viskas radosi iš nieko, iš visiško nieko.
But how can you prove that scientifically?
Bet ar moksliškai tai įmanoma įrodyti?
Where is the scientific evidence that you can get something out of nothing?
Ar yra koks nors mokslinis įrodymas, kad iš nieko galima gauti kažką?
It's never been done in the history of science.
Visoje mokslo istorijoje to niekada nebuvo padaryta.
But every day we're getting something out of something.
Bet kiekvieną dieną mes kažką gauname iš kažko.
That's our practical experience. Something always comes from, apple comes from an apple tree comes from an apple seed, which comes from an apple tree. Everything is coming from something. That's our experience.
Bet mūsų patirtis rodo, kad viskas atsiranda iš kažko. Obelis nuo obels medžio, obelis nuo obelio sėklos ir panašiai.
So believing in God means you understand that everything comes from something. That's what it means to believe in God.
Tikėti Dievu reiškia tikėti, kad viskas ateina iš kažkur, ne iš niekur.
The atheistic position is everything comes out of absolutely nothing.
Ateistinis požiūris yra toks, kad viskas atsiranda iš nieko.
The God-conscious understanding is scientifically verifiable. And the atheistic contention is simply dogma, it's blind faith with no scientific evidence whatsoever.
O ateistinis požiūris yra tiesiog dogma, neturinti jokio loginio įrodymo.
The scientists say that only those things which are empirically verifiable have objective reality.
Mokslininkai sako, kad tik tie dalykai, kurie yra empiriškai įrodomi, patvirtinami, jie iš tikrųjų tik jie egzistuoja, jie yra tikri.
But that concept is not empirically verifiable.
Bet pati ta koncepcija nėra tokia.
Therefore, their whole system of knowledge is based on blind faith and dogma.
Todėl visas jų mokslas yra pagristas aklų tikėjimu ir dogma.
You see, so why follow the dogmatists? Follow those who are actually scientific. That is the acharyas. They are actually scientific. Just like in science, we say H2O equals water. You take two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, you get water.
Sujungite du vandenilius ir vieną deguonį ir gaunasi vanduo.
That's scientifically verifiable.
Ir tai yra moksliškai patikrinama įrodoma.
So in the same way we say if you will chant Hare Krishna.
Ir tokiu pat būdu mes sakome, jeigu kartosite Hare Krishna.
And you give up sinful activities.
Ir nustosite daryti nuodėmes.
You will personally meet Krishna.
Tai asmeniškai sutiksite Krishna.
And it works.
Ir tai veikia.
If you will give up sinful life and you'll chant Hare Krishna, you will personally meet God.
Jeigu nustosite daryti nuodėmes ir kartosite Hare Krishna, susitiksite viešpatį.
Was you may say, I may tell you there's a place called America.
Aš jums galiu sakyti, yra vieta vadinama Amerika.
You may say, well, how do I know? I don't believe there's any place called America.
Ir jūs man galite sakyti, nu, iš kur man žinot, aš netikiu, kad
it's just some dogma that was made up. Some hype from the media, all the encyclopedias and the newspapers. It's just a big, you know, big hype. But I tell you, I'm from America, and so there is such a place.
Bet aš jums sakau, aš iš Amerikos ir tokia vieta tikrai yra.
You may say, well, how do I know that you're not lying to me?
Ir jūs galite sakyti, iš kur man žinot, kad jūs nemeluojate man?
Well, and I say, well, I'll prove you there's America. Here's a plane ticket. I'll take you to America. You can see the Statue of Liberty. You can see the Grand Canyon. I'll take you to Hollywood. So you can see it's a real place. You see? So in the same way, I'm giving you a ticket to Krishna Loka. I will take you there. You can see Jamuna, Govardhan, you can see the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, you will see everything. I personally take you there. I'm giving you a ticket, now you come with me, I'll take you there. You have to follow my instructions. And then you will personally meet God, you become an associate of God in His eternal pastimes. Is that all right?
Sounds well.
Huh? He says, sounds good.
Ah, Jai. All right, I'll do that. You chant 16 rounds, follow these principles. Give your life to Prabhupada's, following Prabhupada's teachings. And you'll become an eternally associate of God. Krishna. Okay?
Sounds too good.
Jai. So do it now. Okay, any other questions? Yes.
Yra akcentuojama, kad reikia tenkinti Krišną, o ne savo jausmus, bet po sunkių dienos darbų ir panašių veiklų, kai kartuoji šventą vardą, tai jauti didelį atsipalaidavimą ir atrodo, kad jau lyg ne Krišną tenkintum, bet save, nes taip gera. Tai kaip suprasti, ar čia Krišną tenkinė ar ne?
It is emphasized that we should gratify Krishna, but not ourselves. But after hard work day and all other activities, when I start to chant holy names, I am feeling very well. And sometimes it feels that I am gratifying myself by chanting. So how can I know whether I'm actually gratifying Krishna or myself?
Actually, a devotee does gratify himself. That is all right.
Tai nieko blogo.
As long as you're the secondary gratifier, you're doing okay. When the hand feeds the belly, the hand becomes nourished. So we don't say, don't gratify yourself. We say, gratify yourself by gratifying Krishna. The hand gets the nourishment by giving the food to the belly. That's how the hand gets the nourishment. But why are you chanting in the morning? That's my question. The morning is much better for chanting. Why are you waiting till the evening to chant?
He chants in morning and in evening.
Oh, okay.
But in evening he feels that more gratification.
If you feel gratified by chanting Hare Krishna, jai. Very good. Keep gratifying yourself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Ram. I feel very gratified when I lead kirtan. Because I'm gratifying Krishna. Therefore I feel very, very gratified. It's a sign that you're pleased. If you're actually feeling gratified, it's a sign that Krishna is pleased with your chanting. So keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Jai. Next question. Yeah.
Klausimas, kas kokie svarbiausi elementai namuose įrengtame altoriuje?
In my homemade altar, what are the main things to have?
Prabhupada, Panchatattva, and Radha Krishna.
Tai yra Prabhupada, Panchatattva ir
photographs.
Tai yra nuotraukos.
And Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Ir Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati
Thakur. You have four photographs. Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Panchatattva and Radha Krishna, four photographs.
Keturias paveikslėlius nuotraukas. Tai,
don't get deities.
Prabhupada, Panchatattva ir Radha Damodaras. Bet neįsigykite dievybių.
Unless you're authorized by your spiritual master.
Nebent gaunate leidimą iš savo dvasinio mokytojo.
Many devotees out of sentiment they get deities, but then they don't properly worship them according to the injunctions of the scriptures, and they get offense. It's called save aparads.
Daug atsidavusių įsigyja dievybės statulėlių pavidalų ir jas garbina ne pagal standartus.
So we recommend just to get the photographs.
Todėl rekomenduojame įsigyti tik.
And then you can come to the temple instead of having to do some puja at home. You can come to the temple. And if you want to have deities, if you Gornatai deities also can be worshipped at home. But it's better to wait until your spiritual master has authorized them. So you can do the, worship them in such a way that you make very rapid advancement in Krishna consciousness. When I joined ISKCON, we didn't have deities even in the temples. We had a little tiny picture of the Panchatattva cut out from Bhakti Godhead magazine. It was that big. That was our altar. It was a black and white picture cut out from Bhakti Godhead magazine. That was our altar in ISKCON Austin when I joined. That big. That was it. And that was, we were very Krishna conscious. Vishnu Janaswami was our temple president, and we had a very Krishna conscious temple. All we had is a little tiny picture of Panchatattva, and that was it. So this idea, oh, we have to have deities, got to have this deity, that deity, it's like, it becomes like a doll collection, you know. Just get photographs and chant nicely, do nice service, and then when you have the, if you're authorized by your spiritual master, then you can get going to Thai deity.
Kurias aš jums minėjau, jom gerai tarnaukite, o paskui, vėliau, kai gausite mokyto sutikimą, galėsite ir dievybės.
That's my best advice about deity worship.
Toks mano yra geriausias patarimas, kas liečia garbinimo namuose.
Deity means you're like accepting a child into your home. You have to bathe them every day, you have to dress them every day, you have to offer, you have to rise every morning at 4 a.m., you have to offer the RT. Deity worship is a very, very serious responsibility.
Nes dievybių garbinimas tai yra labai atsakinga veikla, panašiai kaip vaiką namuose turėti. Reikia ketvirtą keltis, daryti visus sąrašus, siūlyti maistą, maudyti, tai yra.
So unless one is a fixed up brahmana,
todėl, jeigu žmogus dar nėra labai
just get photographs, you see.
Stiprus brahmanas,
so there's no offense.
Tai geriau tada tarnauti nuotraukoms. Tada nebus įžeidimų.
Next question. Yeah.
Krishna's fleita yra amžinas jo atributas, ar jis ją iš kažkur gauna?
Is the flute of Krishna his eternal attribute, his eternal item, or he gets it from somewhere for some time?
No, it's eternal.
Iš tikrųjų, taip amžina fleita yra.
It's not that Krishna is sometimes without his flute.
Nėra taip, kad Krishna kartais be savo fleitos.
His flute is his eternal paraphernalia.
Jo fleita yra amžina jo.
He has more than one flute, by the way. Not just one flute. It's like any professional musician, they have so many instruments. You know, so he has many, many flutes. Any other question?
Yeah. medituojant šventą vardą Krišnos, kas geriau, ar jausti buvimą Krišno šalia, ar klausytis mantros garso.
When we chant the holy names, what is better, to feel the presence of Krishna or to hear the sound?
The best thing is to feel the presence of Krishna.
Geriausias dalykas jausti Krišnos buvimą.
Prabhupada said that to my god sister, he instructed her, the, when chanting japa, try to feel the presence of Krishna. And if you can't do that, then fix your mind on the sound of the name. So the ideal thing is to understand Krishna has come. Krishna is here. Hare Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna.
That's ideal thing. And if you can't, you're not able to feel Krishna's presence, then just focus on the sound vibration. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Ram, Hare, Ram, 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 Ram.
Bet jeigu to buvimo Krishna šalia nejaučiate, tai tada koncentruokitės į garsą.
Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Aš dar norėjau dabar prie šito pačio klausimo. Buvau suklaidintas tada ilgus metus, nes pas mane aš kaip kartuodavau, čia man vienu momentu būdavo pastovi širdies plotė kaip paramatma, tokia aš galvojau gal durnas ar kas man. Ir aš pastoviai bandydavau numesti į šalį tą garsą klausyti, išmesdavau tą visą tokį vaizdinį, iš čia nesavau, kad susitikau. Nu ir paprasčiausiai dabar supratau, kad aš čia klaidas darau didelės, nes kažkas man pripūtė rabų, kad geriau taip nedaryti garsą. Tai va.
I used to chant the holy name and feel paramatma within myself, even see it in some form. But then someone preached to me that I should only hear the sound, and I stopped contemplating paramatma. So now I understood that I made a mistake, that I should feel Krishna.
No, if you're thinking of the paramatma, there's nothing wrong.
Jeigu galvojate apie paramatma, kartodamas nėra nieko blogo.
There's nothing wrong with thinking about the paramatma. If your mind spontaneously thinks of the paramatma in the heart, that's very nice. If the mind thinks of some pastime of Krishna, if these things pop into the mind, there's nothing wrong. But keep focused on the sound vibration.
Bet pačią koncentraciją pagrindą reikia laikyti į garsą.
Because that's a more powerful way to connect than with thoughts of the Paramatma or thoughts of Krishna's lilas.
Nes tai yra dar geresnis būdas susijungti su Krishna negu galvoti apie jo žaidimus ar apie Paramatmą.
In the Kali Yuga.
Kali Yuga.
As confirmed in the Brihadaranyaka Purana.
Ir tai patvirtina šventraščiai.
Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Doesn't say Hare Paramatma, Hare Paramatma. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. Doesn't say Hare Lila, Hare Lila, Hare Rupa, Hare Rupa, Hare Guna, Hare Guna, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. So, Nama will strengthen your relationship with Paramatma. Nama will bring you closer and closer to Paramatma. More than just trying to meditate on Paramatma.
Daugiau negu tiesiog bandant medituoti paramatmą.
Nama is the direct means.
Švardas nama yra tiesiog.
Other meditations are indirect.
O kitos meditacijos yra netiesioginiai keliai.
Yeah.
Kuo skiriasi atsidavimo tarnystė, kai esi neofitas ir jeigu būni labiau pažengusiu bhakta?
What is the difference of devotional service done by neophyte devotee and by more advanced devotee?
It's the same. Just like mango is a mango, is a mango. Maybe a green mango or a ripe mango, but it's still a mango. So the neophyte devotee, he's like the green mango. And the advanced devotee, he's like the ripened mango. They're both possessing mango, devotional service. The neophyte devotee already has the mango. You just have to take good care of it and gradually it will ripen. Next question. Yeah.
tas kas anksti ten keltis, tai ką čia reiškia? Ar tai kenkia moteriškumui, ar tai reiškia, kad tu kažkaip nemoteriškai padaryti, ką kažkaip, nežinau, ką čia daryti. Ar tai ne tiesa, ar ne tiesa?
I have heard somewhere that austerities are not very good for women because it's not according to women's nature that rising early in the morning and things like that. So can you confirm, is it true?
No, women should also rise early in the morning. Yeah.
And she says, and if woman wants to do some austerities, is it all, still bad for her or not?
The austerity of rising early in the morning is for many women both. The austerity of accepting sannyas, that is not for women. Because the sannyas means no material protection. Women are objects of exploitation by unscrupulous men.
Sakant, iškrypusių vyrų taikiniai.
For a woman to wander alone with no protection is very dangerous. She can be abused, sexually abused.
Ir moteriai kažkur klajoti be apsaugos yra pavojinga, nes ją gali seksualiai išnaudoti.
Therefore, a woman should be protected.
Todėl moterį reikia saugoti.
So that austerity accepting sannyas is not for a woman.
Todėl, pavyzdžiui, tokia eskezė priimti sannyasą moteriai.
But all the other austerities, she should also do. Rising early.
Kitas askezes, tokias kaip keltis ryte.
Accepting a spiritual master.
Priimti dvasinį mokytą.
Going on Harinam Sankirtan.
Dalyvauti Harinamo Sankirtan.
Book distribution.
Knygų platinime.
Everything else that women should do.
Visus tos dalykus.
Are women prabhas that are equally good as good preachers as the men.
Prabhas sakydavo, kad moteris taip pat geros pamokslautojos kaip ir vyrai.
Actually, some of our women are more austere than some of our men also. Look at Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, how austere she is. Fully absorbed in traveling and preaching and serving the deities, Radha Damana. She does great austerities. On Janmashtami, she gets up at midnight, she chants 64 rounds and cooks 108 prep feast. She gets up the night before and chants 64 rounds, then cooks 108 preps or 200 preps feast. You should see the austerity she does. I cannot compete with her austerities. She's more austere than me. She's a true chagini. So sometimes I see in her case she's very, very austere. So you ladies, you should all become like Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, very, very austere. We see in the Vedic culture so many austerities. It's like Gandharvi. She did great penances and austerities. Because of that she got mystic powers also, you see. The more you become austere, the more you become powerful. So we want our ladies to all become very powerful preachers. So please, please become very, very austere. Rise early, take your bath. Chant Hare Krishna. Accept a spiritual master. Take his orders, your life and soul. In this way become very, very austere.
Yes.
That is our request. Anything else? Yes.
Gal dar galą pakartot?
Dėl keturių principų, gal čia nėra tik labai laikytis, bet ir struktūriai.
Jau gali mokytas paaiškinti geriau apie keturis principus, ar jie tik grubia prasme, grubia forma pasireiškia, ar dar ir subtilių turi pasireiškimą.
Could you explain more about four regulative principles, about subtle forms of those principles, not only gross? Do they have any subtle forms?
Especially sex has a lot of subtle forms. Yeah. Sex life is very entangling. Our minds get really caught up in it, you know. Romeo, Romeo, Juliet, Juliet. In the mind, you know. We become enamored. Oh, that beautiful girl. Wow. Oh, that cool looking guy. Oh. Our minds get totally caught up in this garbage, you know. So you have, therefore, you have to see, all the men should see the women. These are my mothers. And the ladies should see, these are my sons. And this way you can curb down the tendency for subtle sex enjoyment. Who would think of having a sexual relationship with their mother? That would be the most disgusting thing you could ever do. Of course, if one's wants to be married, that is not right. But then you have a relationship only with one man, not I associate with many men, no, only one man. Our mood is brahmachari. Whether we're brahmachari, brahmachari, brahmacharini, brahmachari, grihastha brahmachari, vanaprastha brahmachari, sannyasi brahmachari. We are brahmacharis here. We're not interested in having a sexually surcharged atmosphere where the men are trying to be sexy by growing big beards and the ladies are becoming sexy by makeup. And this, we're not interested in having a sexually surcharged atmosphere. We want to keep a very nice transcendental atmosphere. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. I have given up drinking coffee, but I still want to drink coffee. Does it mean that I already following this principle, or it's not considered?
Coffee, you can... you can take chicory. It tastes like coffee, but there's no caffeine in it. And then gradually you will lose interest even in chicory. Yeah, we have certain addictions, but gradually you can give those things up. Caffeine is addictive, that's a fact. It artificially stimulates the adrenal gland and gives you a boost of energy. But then it wears out your adrenal gland. So when you need adrenaline, your adrenal gland can't produce it, it's worn out. So better to keep your adrenal gland healthy and avoid caffeine. The next question. All right.
Can the belly and the genitals be taken over, you know, controlled?
Yes.
If you do not control the tongue.
If you can't control the tongue?
Yeah.
No, they cannot. He's asking this, if you cannot control your tongue, can you control your belly and genitals? The answer is no. If you gratify your tongue, the belly will say, okay, I'm next in line. And the genitals will say, you can't, and me too, Prabhu. So you control the tongue, start with the tongue. Only take prasadam. And don't eat too much.
Ir nevalgykite per daug.
Take what you need to stay energized and healthy.
Tiek valgykite, kad būtumėt stiprus.
Don't become a glutton in the name, a big fat glutton in the name of Prasadam.
Netapkite tokiu storuliu, prisidengdamas prasado vardu.
Baba didn't like fatty disciples. He didn't like it. He mentioned in his books. Fatty, big fatty disciples, Baba did not like that. Not that I become a big, huge, you know, Brahmin belly type of thing. So. You take Vishadam to your full satisfaction, but don't take more than you can easily digest. So when Prabhupada, of course, in the beginning, he encouraged devotees to take as much as you. Eat more, take more, take more. One boy was taking 20 chapatis every day at lunch. And then Prabhupada said, now you should eat less. So Amapati Das was, he said, but Swamiji, you told us to eat more, and you're telling us to eat less. The Prabhupada said, we didn't have any trouble following the first instruction. So anyway, when Prabhupada first talked about, at one point he came out with one letter, it said the yogi should take half, he should fill his body, half, his belly halfway with prasadam, 25% with water, and leave 25% empty.
Prabhupada viename laišku pasakė, kad jogas turi pusę skrandžio pripildyti maistu, 25 vandeniu, o 25%.
So there's a lot of anxiety in the movement. Oh my God, am I violating the rules by eating, you know, filling my belly 100%? So devotees, in one meeting with Prabhupada, many devotees had questions about how much prasadam they could take. And Prabhupada's conclusion was this. He said, if my disciple wants more prasadam, because I'm the spiritual master, it's my duty to provide it to my disciple. So there you have it. Prabhupada's, if my disciple wants more prasadam, it's my duty to provide him with prasadam. So Prabhupada is very kind. It's up to you to regulate yourself. No one's going to come along and say, you know, don't take more prasadam. Every devotee should learn to regulate themselves. If you're an elephant, you can eat like an elephant. If you're an ant, you better eat only like an ant. Don't eat like an elephant if you're an ant. Okay, next.
Prabhupada yra parašęs septynis garbinimo būdus, kada yra su atributais ir be atributų. Be atributų, kai jau sukuria protė, parašyti šventas. O kitos tai yra, kaip padarytas iš medžio, metalų, kažkokių smėlį, paveiksą. Ir visos jos autoritingos pasiekti garbinimą. O kodėl yra įskiriamos visam kvėlės ir visnės, kitos, ne, pavyzdžiui, iš tų septynių.
Prabhupada yra paaiškinęs, kad yra septynių rūšių dievybės ir garbinimo būdai, kaip galima pasidaryti dievybės ir garbinti. Ir kodėl kai kurie iš tų būdų yra labiau, kaip pasakyti, naudojami ir išskirtiniai negu kiti.
Jeigu rezultatas pasiekimas visais
atvejais. Jeigu visi, bet kuriuo atveju yra tas pats rezultatas.
Srila Prabhupada explains that there are seven types of deities and their worship.
Seven types of
deities, like deities from sand, deities from wood, in deities in
oh,
line.
Deities, yeah. Okay.
But why we emphasize only few of those types, why we emphasize those more, if the result is same by worshipping any of them?
Because the result is not the same. The deity in the mind is one of the types of deities. If you're a very advanced Vaishnava, you can get just as much benefit by worshipping the deity in the mind as by the actual Archa Vigraha deity made of brass.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not on that level. Therefore, we worship the deity made of marble, the deity made of brass. Because there's more service. How much service? A deity in the mind, there's what service you can do? You can meditate on service. But the, of course, Jagannath is made of wood also. So deity means there should be service. We follow what Prabhupada gave us, you see. He gave us Gornitai worship, he gave us Jagannath worship, Radha Krishna worship. He taught us how to do it. So by following the Acharya, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, we know that is the best practical application of what's written in the books. Not that you just take something in the book and then you do some, you invent something new that wasn't given by Prabhupada.
Nėra taip, kad iš knygos galima paimti kažką ir padaryti pagal save, ne taip, kaip buvo duota Prabhupada.
You see, there are so many medicines in the drugstore.
Pavyzdžiui, yra labai daug vaistų vaistinėje.
And they are bona fide medicines.
Ir visi jie yra geri ir tinkami vaistai.
But which medicine will you take?
Bet kurį vaistą pasirinksi tu?
The medicine prescribed by the physician.
Ta, kurį išrašė gydytojas.
So therefore we take the type of deity worship that Prabhupada prescribed for us. The others are also bona fide. The other medicines are bona fide medicines, but they are not effective for curing us of our material disease. Srila Prabhupada gave us what is effective for curing our material disease. This type of deity worship.
Būtent tokios rūšės deivių
galime. Is that clear?
Ar aiškiau? Gopės garbindavo smėlį, iš smėlio Krišna padarydavo ir jis priimdavo tarnystę. And Gopis, they used to worship Krishna by making him out of sand. And he accepted the service.
Yes, but we are not so... Don't you imitate. You're not going to get the same benefit. You follow the founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. Don't invent your own new system. I think we should do it this way. We just make a deity out of sand. You follow what Prabhupada has given. He showed us practically how to do deity worship. He never told us to make a deity out of sin. So why you want to do something different than what Prabhupada gave us? You think there's some defect in what Prabhupada gave us? You have some better idea? What is your answer?
He just wanted to know what is the difference between them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the difference is what our spiritual master gave us, that we do. Yes. Sankirtan.
I wanted to ask you to speak about monthly donor program.
Yes. The monthly donor program we mentioned the other night, it's a very important program because last winter there wasn't enough money to even heat. The brahmacharis were here with no heat during the winter, and it's very cold here in the winter. What's the, how cold does it get? What does the temperature go down to in the winter?
Minus 20.
Yeah. So it's very cold here in the winter, and you should not torture the brahmacharis here by not... You should support them by giving Jhana monthly donor program so there's enough, at least they can have some warmth in the winter.
Tai yra pas mus tokia programa, vadinama mėnesinio donoro programa, kur žmonės gali aukoti kažkokią pinigų dalį kiekvieną mėnesį, nes, pavyzdžiui, praeitais metais nebuvo netgi šildymo šventykloje, nes trūko pinigų ir bramučiai išalo.
But even more important is we have to be in the mind, everybody should be in the mindset of working together to make this movement a success.
Bet dar netgi svarbesnis dalykas, tai yra, kad visi būtų nuotauka bendradarbiavimo, kad šitas judėjimas pasiektų sieką.
Whether you're a brahmachari, a grihastha, whatever you may be, everybody should be working together as one spiritual family to make this movement a success.
Ar būtum brahmacharis, ar šeimos žmogus, visi turi stengtis kaip viena šeima dirbti, kad
when you work and earn money, is that your money?
Ir kai jūs dirbat ir uždirbat pinigus, ar tai jūsų?
Or is that Krishna's money?
Ar Krishna's pinigai?
You have to understand, if you think it's your money, then you're gonna be in anxiety.
Jeigu jūs galvojat, kad tai jūsų pinigai, tai jūs gyvensit nerimi.
It's called false sense of proprietorship.
Tai vadinama netikras nuosavybės jausmas.
That money you earn belongs to Krishna.
Nes pinigai, kuriuos uždirbat, priklauso Krishna.
So therefore, as much as possible, you should support the temple by your monthly earnings.
Todėl, kiek leidžia galimybės, turite padėti šventyklai pinigais.
I was a brahmachari for 14 years. They were 14 wonderful years in my life.
Aš 14 metų buvau brahmachariu.
And then on the request of my GBC, I entered grihastha ashram.
Ir tada GBC nurodymu pradėjau šeimininį gyvenimą.
And then we were told, now you're working jobs, so now you have to give monthly donation. That was the instruction. That was the order from our authority. Now you're working job, now you have to give monthly donation to the temple.
Ir gavau nurodymą iš šventyklos, kad dabar tu dirbi darbą, todėl turi kažkiek aukoti šventyklai kas mėnesį.
I wasn't making very much money.
Ir daug pinigų aš tikrai neuždirbiau.
It was a low level, entry level position in data processing.
Ir aš dirbau kompiuterių programavime labai neaukštas pareigas užėmiau.
Very little money that I made.
Ir labai nedaug pinigų uždirbiau.
But still, every month $50 I gave to the temple. Automatically $50 went to the temple.
Kiekvieną mėnesį $50 skirdau šventyklai automatiškai.
So we're requesting that every member of the congregation must join the monthly donor program.
Todėl mes skatiname, kad kiekvienas narys kongregacijos prisijungtų prie šito mėnesinio donoro programos.
I grew up as a Christian.
Aš užaugau kaip krikščionis.
And the rule in our church was everybody has to give 10% of their income to the temple, the church. If you earn $1,000 a month, you have to give $100 to the church every month. Even as a little child, I got an allowance, a weekly allowance from my father. I had to give 10% of my allowance to the church.
Ir net būdamas vaikas, gaudavau iš tėvo dienpinigių ir 10% už tų dienpinigių turėjau skirti.
So we were trained 10%. By this 10% rule, the Christians have become very powerful all over the world. With their nonsense, bogus religion, they become very successful just by this 10% rule. Our actual rule is 50% that Prabhupada gave.
Mum rekomendavo 50%.
But if that's not practical, at least 10%.
Bet jeigu tai nepraktiška, tai bent 10%.
And if you can't do that, at least whatever you can afford, you pledge every month I will give this much to the temple.
O jeigu net to negalite, tai kiek jau jum įmanoma, kad kiekvieną mėnesį tiek skirsiu šiandien.
We had the announcement a few days ago. How many new people signed up the other day? About 5 or 6?
8
new people signed up in our last time made the announcement. Now I'm asking again, how many of you are willing to join our monthly donor program who aren't in it already? Raise your hands. No, locally. Doesn't apply to Toronto. This is locally, local. How many of you are willing to join the monthly donor program? No one. Maybe I should have recorded what I said the other night because I got 8 from that speech. Somehow or other I did a better sales pitch the other night. What did I say the other night? I forget.
The same people.
He says it is same people.
How many of you are presently participating in the monthly donor program? Raise your hand. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Only 6 people. Now, why are the rest of you are not helping? Don't you get benefit from the temple? You get nice classes, you get nice prasadam. Don't you feel you should reciprocate? To simply take without giving something, that's selfish. If you can reciprocate, now you're getting something from now me, let me, I'm receiving, now let me give something in return. This is the proper move.
Bet jeigu jūs kažką gaunat ir norite kažką duoti atgal, tai tinkama nuotik.
To be selfish is an unhappy position.
Būti savanaudišku yra labai nelaiminga padėtis.
To be in a mood of giving, that's a happy position.
Bet turėti davimo nuotiką, dalinimosi, tai yra...
You may say, but I need the money, I can't afford even to give 1 litą.
Ir jūs galite sakyti, bet aš neturiu pinigų, aš net lito negaliu duoti.
But whatever you give to the temple, it's return unlimitedly. This is the best investment you can make of your money. You will get unlimited returns. Whatever you give, it will come back unlimitedly to you. So even materially, you will not be the loser. Krishna wants to see how you're spending your money. If he sees that whatever extra income you have, you're giving it in his service, he'll give you more money. The more you engage money in Krishna's service, the more he's going to give you money. So actually, this is a secret of how to become rich. Whatever money you have, engage it in Krishna's service as much as you can. And then Krishna will give you more money, more money, more money, more money. You can try it if you don't believe me. Whatever money you can spare, give it to the temple. And you'll be amazed how more money comes to you. In a mystical way, it just comes. You'll be amazed. It works, it's practical.
So,
the more you engage money in Krishna's service, the more you get money. So there's no loss. So how many people are total signed up in the program now? More than 20. No. The goal is 108. So we need 88 more people, about 80 more people to join. So please consider it that I'm coming to the temple, I'm getting so much benefit, I get prasadam. At least I should give enough to cover what I eat. To simply take and not give, that's not very good.
Ir vien tik imti ir neduoti, tai nėra tinkama.
So anyway, anybody would like to start?
Ar norėtų kas nors pradėti?
I have a special mercy. If somebody would like to volunteer to join the program tonight, a special mercy for them.
Jeigu šį vakarą bus kokie savanoriai, tai aš jiem turiu ypatingos malonės.
Again, local, not visitors.
Bet vietiniai, ne?
Who wants some special mercy tonight?
He says it doesn't have to be big amount of money.
It can be a small amount, whatever you can afford.
Gali būti ir labai nedidelė suma. Kiek jums išeina?
Here's a new monk. Jai, Hare Krishna. All right, come here, take this garland. Come on. Very good. So Kirtan, we have one new member. This nice lady. Jai, thank you very much. You talk to Sankirtan now and give your pledge. Very good. Our program is moving forward little by little. It's very good. Every one donor means we're conquering over the material energy. That's very good. Okay, so we'll stop here. And we thank you all very much. We look forward to tomorrow. We're having a special Vyas Puja. observance tomorrow. Everybody's invited to participate. The address is given on the poster, and we're going to have a wonderful Mangal Arati tomorrow morning here at 4:30. Everybody's invited for Mangal Arati at 4:30. The morning class will not be held here tomorrow morning. There'll be a lecture at the Vyas Puja celebration.
Rytoj pusė 5 Mangal Artis, kaip visada, kviečiam visus, ir taip pat bus šventė, 10 valandą prasidėsinti Vyas Puja, tai yra dvasinio mokytojo gimtadienis, ryšių muziejo. Ir adresas yra ant lankstinuko.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shri Manzankarshanda Satkari Maharaj ki
jai. Achilabha.